I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Houthi rebels and U.S. forces exchange tit-for-tat fire in the Red Sea. The Houthis say their strikes on Red Sea shipping are a show of support for the Palestinians and Hamas. Meanwhile, the Biden administration added the Houthis back onto the State Department's Entities of Particular Concern, or EPC, list last week. Trey Hulsey, a consultant for ministries focused on the Middle East, says
the current U.S. administration removed them when they came into office. The State Department is changing that designation. So it does start to affect the way that money can be moved into the country.
Ask the Lord to provide for his followers in Yemen. Pray the EPC changes won't hinder gospel work.
The Houthi movement has not been kind to anyone who doesn't identify as Shiite Muslim.
And usually we talk about Iran because something bad is underway. The regime is persecuting Christians or cracking down on human rights. Yet the primary focus of today's story is how your prayers make a tangible difference. Transform Iran's Lana Silk says,
God is doing incredible things in Iran, but that is because men and women of God had been on their knees praying, have done the spiritual battling, and now we're seeing the fruit.
If the Lord has placed Iran and its people on your heart, then connect with Transform Iran at missionnews.org. You can find time-sensitive and general prayer needs, as well as more information about Transform Iran's work.
Just like Moses, right there in battle, when he's getting weary and his brothers are there holding his arms up so that he can stay doing what he needs to be doing. That's the picture I have in my mind. You are holding our arms up as you pray for us. So please do.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.